Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to Episode 194.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company, powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Now, this episode is brought to you by Attentive. Now, how do most innovative companies reach consumers? Well, meet Attentive, the text message solution trusted by innovative retailers and e-commerce brands like CB2, Coach, and thousands of Shopify brands. Now, on average, Attentive customers see a 25x ROI and an 18.5% of their online revenue is driven by SMS, so it's very compelling. You can grow your SMS list fast and engage with high-value mobile subscribers with personalized messages that exceed your performance marketing goals. Now, getting started is super easy. Attentive's best-in-class SMS marketing experts will help you quickly launch and scale your SMS program. Now, are you ready for SMS to become one of your top three revenue channels? You can learn more how to get started with your free trial by requesting a demo at attentivemobile.com. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. If you're an ambitious, lifelong learner, which you probably are because you're here today, you're definitely in the right place. Now, new episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast players like Apple Podcast, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog, directly from ecommercefastlane.com. I think we have 192 some episodes, today 193. A lot of great partners in the Shopify ecosystem. They're really solving some very unique problems and challenges and some great offers and things on those landing pages. So go check it out, ecommercefastlane.com. Now, in today's episode, my guest is Roy Avedor, who's the CEO and co-founder of a company called Cymbio, and it's CYM.bio. And what they are is a marketplace and a dropship automation platform, and they help brands to accelerate their digital sales channels. It's really interesting. So as a Shopify brand, you get access to hundreds of retailers, and you get to scale your brand with the Cymbio platform. It's a timely conversation. You know, we're just moving now into this kind of busy holiday season. I believe it's a great time to get involved with this right now. I think there is time still that you can expand your reach and so you can have an incredible Q4. So let's jump in and learn more. Hi, Roy. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hi, Steve. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. You know, what's interesting about what you do in your platform, and I'm going to dig into it in a minute here, but I have a lot of brands that say, hey, you know what, to expand our revenue, they usually expand in their product mix. So if they're in a certain vertical and they want to add accessories, they want to add certain things, or just want to expand it, and that's how they're growing their revenue. But they also know there's opportunity in getting out into marketplaces, you know, just being the Amazons and the Walmarts of the world and kind of Target and getting out there. But then there's also other opportunities out there with retailers who actually have marketplaces also. But that tends to be challenging for a lot of brands. They may see the benefits, or maybe they haven't exhausted those resources yet. They're trying to figure out what to do. And when I heard about what Cymbio is doing, and a lot of these amazing Shopify brands have made the decision to use your platform. So I had to have you on today because I think, like I said, at the top of the show, there's still enough time based on when this is being released that people can still get involved and can still get their products out and just cast a wider net of discovery. So maybe you can just share maybe just high level first about like what does the Cymbio platform do and what sort of problems have you seen that it's now solving for Shopify brands?
Sure, happy to, Steve. So as you've mentioned probably better than I will, Cymbio is a dropship and marketplace automation platform. We work with brands, Shopify merchants, and connect them to the outside world of retailers and marketplaces. The way we work with Shopify is basically a few minutes of connection, and from there, the brand can choose to start working with any retailer in any marketplace they want to work with and sell through.
And the nice thing about that, though, is you have opportunities and connections to some I've never even heard of before, and some mainstream ones that I had no idea they even had marketplaces as part of their opportunity. So it's pretty amazing. So I think we're going to learn a lot today that this really truly does cast a wider net, and I really think it's going to help brands grow and scale. So let's chat a little bit about your journey, because I'm always fascinated about why people build what they build. And so are you able to talk about your journey a bit, kind of leading up to the launch of Symbio? And I guess the other part I think is interesting is like what uniquely positions you and the founding team on a couple points. Number one, to have the desire to build this platform. And then where do the expertise, the brain power come from building this whole thing?
Definitely happy to talk about that. So personally, I come from a family with retail and wholesale business. So I was basically born into the retail industry and found myself as a 12-year-old walking at the shows in Vegas, Atlanta, et cetera. And when I met my co-founders, Mor and Gilad, who are coming more from the tech world, the software world, we knew that commerce is changing. It was somewhere in 2015. And we realized that Amazon is dominating the market and eventually new players will rise and the current or more enterprise retailers will have to fight back and start their own programs and their own marketplaces. And we wanted to be there once this is happening. And the core thing about our approach to this market and to dropshipping marketplaces in general is the fact that from day one, we looked at the brands and not the retailers. We built a platform for the seller, for basically call it the Shopify merchant, the Shopify entrepreneur, to enable them to connect with any retail partner they want to work with. And this is what we set out to do. And we're happy to support Shopify merchants today. Hundreds of them.
I know I see Steve Madden as kind of a big premier kind of plus brand. And there's quite a few others that I know have made the choice. And it's so interesting because in this space, you know, sometimes there's other, you know, notable kind of connections and data connectors. I want to get into that one in a minute here about why it's different. Because I know Shopify does have different sort of like sales channel apps and things that are available to directly connect to these associated channels. But it's interesting that you're kind of an all-in-one platform you can actually grow into as you continue. You want to grow your reach, you just choose to add on a new partner or a new retailer and you're syncing everything all over and boom, just works. And then you're using the power of their network to help for discovery on those platforms. I think it's pretty exciting. So let's pivot a bit over to like, why do you believe that maybe brands are seeing this excitement? I mean, it may sound like the answer is easy, but I think there's a larger story behind this about like, why is there excitement now from brands and retailers? Why are they joining up with Symbio today?
So I think most of us, when you think of marketplaces, you think Amazon, you think eBay, you think Overstock maybe. And Symbio is basically focused on all retailers and marketplaces, not necessarily the large and known ones. So we do everything from the Walmart and the Google Shopping. However, we also support Nordstrom, Neiman Marcus, Farfetch, Macy's, Dillard's, Kroger. Anyone you can think of is nowadays either operating a marketplace or a dropship program, and Symbio supports both. So it's kind of like a one-to-anything connection, which makes sense to everyone because IT resources are very lean and the ability to connect and maintain integrations is significantly limited, especially at peak seasons. And obviously dealing with all the requirements and needing to comply with each retailer and marketplace needs is a challenge on brands. And with Symbio, it's basically a quick few minutes connection with Shopify. And from there, we take care of the rest.
Oh, I love it. And so I mentioned Steve Madden. So obviously that's a big brand, tons of retail online in Canada doing their thing and all that. And, you know, you mentioned there's many other Shopify brands who've, you know, selected Symbio. Like, why do you believe that Shopify specifically, you're saying it's a simple kind of connection and process, but like, is there anything specific you can share as to like why Shopify brands are adopting your platform today?
Well, one, I have to give the credit to Shopify. Shopify is huge and so many brands are on Shopify. Yeah. That's one. Two, it's part of the fact that Symbio is agnostic to not just the system on the brand side, which in this case is Shopify, but also on the retailer and merchant side. So just as an example, some of the larger retailers are only supporting EDI, which is not something that Shopify can support, and you need something in the middle. The others are working through FTP, EDI, or whatever protocol, or whatever system they're using. Symbio can connect. So again, I think the core here is for a brand to basically take a few minutes and connect with Symbio. And from there, they can start selling on any marketplace and any retail partner they want to work with. That's the greatest benefit of all. Just making sure this is clear, everything from integration to setup to taxonomy to mapping to inventory to orders to billing, God forbid cancellations, returns, everything is fully automated for Symbio. So it's kind of like a no-brainer.
Yeah, I'm going to ask those sort of questions because that's one of the first thing they always come up, like someone places an order. I know we're getting into the minutiae a little bit, but someone places an order online and they get their order confirmation and depends on how quickly the order is being pulled. It's just, there's all some interesting things that can happen. You know, let's say they buy on one of your partner sites, you know, connected platform, and then all of a sudden they like change their mind. Who are they contacting to make that change? And then how does that reflect back inside Shopify?
So basically each retailer and marketplace have their own processes and flows. Symbio is just accommodating all of that. In most cases, you place a cancellation or return on the retailer or marketplace which you've purchased from. And from there, Symbio will grab that, push it back to the Shopify merchant. On Shopify, we'll basically approve the return or cancellation or not. It's up to the Shopify merchant. But that's part of the beauty of what we're bringing to Shopify is basically, as a Shopify merchant, you're probably using your Shopify as your main hub, basically. And you don't need to log into Symbio's platform. You don't need to log into the other platforms. You do everything from within Shopify.
Oh, I see. Well, let's walk through that a little bit because I think that's interesting. So let's say a brand listening today says, yes, I want to expand my reach. Yes, I want to be on as many marketplaces that suit my particular brand. And let's go through a list of different retailers where I believe my product could actually offer value to their network also. And so they checkbox all the ones that they feel they want to be involved with. So what happens from the Shopify side? Like what does a merchant, like what happens when they say yes? What can they expect the next steps?
So there's a full flow within Symbio, basically to onboard. And once you choose the retailers you want to work with and products that you want to give them access to, we will grab all of these and basically map them and what we call transform into each retailer's requirements. Think about all the small details like product information, imagery. Think about the title, the prefixes, the suffixes, anything related to the product page and data in general will basically adjust to each retailer and marketplace requirements. From there, it really depends on the retailer and the process for approving or vetting the products and taking them live. But once the products are live, inventory is always synced from between Shopify to Symbio to the retailers. If there's an order, we'll grab the order and we'll push it back to Shopify. It will be within the Shopify purchase order pages. We just add tags so you can basically see reports and filter by reports to see orders coming from each retailer. But I feel like I'm giving you way too much information for no. questions, so I'll pause here.
No, I like this. You know, it adds another question brands are going to ask too, is like about organic reach by marketplace or retailer. Because I know there's sometimes, give an example. Let's say someone is selling some Nike running shoes as part of their brand and they want to have them available on these marketplaces and retailers. But maybe people are not necessarily searching for the word Nike sneakers. They might be using the word kicks. They might be using other different words to get that organic reach. How do you work around that you want to get the most amount of keyword kind of like share of search and discovery on these marketplaces and retailers? But then on the flip side, maybe the language has to be, as you know, the title and descriptions and tags and things are set up maybe differently or similar in Shopify. How do you map those? Or is it just a direct copy of kind of, well, whatever you got going on as your source of truth in Shopify, we're going to map it over accordingly over the retailer. And then whatever happens over there is a whole separate conversation.
Well, for us at the moment, whatever you have as a source of truth is what we'll pull and push. But you just gave me another great idea.
Well, see, that's why I'm here. Yeah, no, I just thought it'd be interesting because, you know, people might use the word kicks. They might use other kind of synonyms or antonyms or other different words that maybe aren't necessarily need to be in the title of the product. You're not going to call it Nike kicks, but maybe you're going to call it something else when you actually search for it on Google. So, yeah, good. I'm glad I was able to help you today. So, let's chat a bit about other solutions, because I think if you, you know, go to the Shopify app store or do a Google search, I think you're going to reveal some, I would call them notable peers, but in retrospect, it's probably not the case. But like, how is Symbio kind of intentionally different maybe than others that are apparently grabbing the Shopify data and then aggregating it out to marketplaces and potentially retailers? And just how are you different?
Yeah. So first of all, Simeo supports all marketplaces and retailers. Most of our peers, at least to my knowledge, are supporting the classic marketplaces, the Amazon, eBay of the world. That's one. Two, Simeo actually takes care of the entire solution, meaning, and I'm sorry to repeat myself, but this is crucial if you're thinking about it from the perspective of a Shopify entrepreneur. Usually not a lot of people on the organization, and even if it's a huge organization like Steve Madden, there's always IT resources scarcity. We actually grab product, imagery. We transform everything. I'll give you a few quick examples. So Nordstrom will require a background color, let's say it's white, but Macy's require a light gray background color. Now you need to give each retailer the exact requirements. You need to comply with what they need from you. Think about imagery, think about descriptions, think about titles, think about every small detail needs to be adjusted to each retailer and marketplace. Simeo does everything automatically, or as someone once told me, automagically.
Okay.
We basically set up your entire catalog on any retailer or marketplace you want to work with. Your inventory is streamlined. You can create buffers and make sure you're allocating inventory in the way that you prefer to do so. We'll support multiple warehouses. So if you're shipping from stores, if you have a 3PL in your own warehouse, you can basically control everything and you don't need to do anything on an operational scale. Everything is fully automated. So that's basically the core value and the core differentiator. To my knowledge, no other company is supporting every system, every marketplace, every protocol, same as we do.
I see. That's excellent, because that's the challenge that I see a lot, because Shopify does have individual apps, let's say, so to speak, or sales channels that can be added on and they're syncing accordingly. And I guess they're wholly owned by Shopify. But then, you know, I think more of late, there's even been, I think we've delisted lately the Amazon connection, not the FBA side, but just getting your stuff on Amazon. And so I believe there's been a new app that's kind of replaced that recently. But you're suggesting that, hey, no, like kind of a one size fits all, you know, you get access to all marketplaces and all retailers, all from one platforms.
Yep, exactly.
I think that's lovely. So let's talk about Q4 and the holiday season. Obviously, it's just around the corner. I mean, people are, I know supply chain is the biggest challenge.
We're excited.
I can bet. I mean, it's, and we're telling everybody, like, start early, get going now, figure out what you're going to do. If it's early sales, your product mix, you have what you have, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on. But I just would love to hear from your perspective, like, what are you recommending that a Shopify brand do today? Just there's this inevitable rush is going to happen. There's only a share of wallet that's only so big. BFCM is like, I don't know, 70 or 80% of all the money being spent over the holidays is going to happen in 4 days. So like, what are you recommending vendors or retailers do today?
One, get ready. And two, there's still time. I mean, eventually you need to be ready in terms of inventory, fulfillment, logistics. I think that's the number one thing, because eventually you have to provide the proper customer service. But in terms of making sure that you're capitalizing on your sales, you should definitely be on more sales channels. So basically adding Simeo to your Shopify account would be probably the first thing to do. Think about which retailers and marketplaces you want to sell with and reach out to us. Sorry to be a salesman here, but...
I mean, at the end of the day, this show, you know, is really all about helping brands to improve efficiencies, which apparently that's what you do. You improve efficiencies of getting the Shopify product data over to the appropriate marketplaces and retailers. That's efficiency. We also talk about profitably growing revenue. Well, you're a performance-based platform, meaning that you take a small commission based on allowing the transaction to actually happen on a marketplace or retailer. And so small slice for you, large slice for the brand and the retailer, as far as, you know, that kind of relationship with them. And then the last thing is building lifetime customer loyalty. That's the other thing that I talk about a lot. And, you know, that's exactly what's happening here, is you're spreading your brand wider for more consumption. It's like being on TV. I mean, that's the widest reach there is, being on connected television or being on linear TV, just because the reach is so big. Some people just run out of, they just not enough money left. They can't drive more traffic to their website through Facebook anymore because they've maxed out their lookalike audiences and any kind of targeting they're doing, and they need to go into other channels. I have a lot of brands that are like that. They just, Steve, we can't spend any more money on Facebook. It will not drive any more incremental traffic to us. We can't get any net new visitors. So now we have to go to TV. And I'm suggesting, maybe there's a marketplace and retailer opportunity with your platform.
Definitely. And honestly, we're seeing so many direct-to-consumer brands coming to us. I'm assuming that has something to do with marketing budgets on Facebook, Google, et cetera. But at the end of the day, what you said is on point, is the way I see it. Because as a brand, one, you want the sales. But no matter how much money you're going to put into marketing, you have to be where your consumers are. And your consumers are sometimes on Farfetch, sometimes on something Navy, something on Urban Outfitters, sometimes Nordstrom, sometimes Macy's, depending on who you are. And eventually, you need to be there. You want to make sure that your brand is represented. And going through digital marketplaces and dropship programs is a way to do it.
Absolutely. So we're going to talk about a story now, because I love being inspired. I think those listening today, too, it's just, I think it's the education and the inspiration from others. You know, we're all entrepreneurs, I believe, and marketers that are listening today. Are you able to maybe share a journey? I know you have a lot of Shopify brands that are connected to your platform, but is there any one particular customer that you can chat about today? Then where were they before Symbio? And then kind of like, what's the journey through using the platform?
Yeah, for sure. So there's so many stories. And honestly, as you speak, I think I'm going to change the story that I was planning on sharing, because really, it's, at least for me, it was one of the peaks here at Symbio. Okay. It was at around June or July of 2020. We're just at the beginning of the pandemic in the US. And we had a very good partner of ours, a customer of ours, and I did not ask her permission in advance of sharing this. So, Michelle, I love you. I'm sorry. But the brand is Amelis Shoes, and they've been working with us for a while. And it's an established business with wholesale, retail stores, obviously a Shopify website. And with the pandemic, they closed all their stores. Their wholesale was basically down. And we've onboarded, I don't remember the accurate number, so I'll say 40, but it was 40-something. In 1 month, in 30 days, 40-plus retailers and marketplaces for Amelis Shoes, which basically, after a month and a half, got a call saying, well, you guys saved us from going out of business, which was amazing to hear. And I'm not going to share numbers for them, but I mean, this was significant, not just a lifesaver, but we enable them to stay in business and generate more and keep, I'm assuming, around 40 employees in place. That was a very strong experience and a conversation for us.
Yeah, it's lovely. I mean, it's just fantastic that your platform was available. And I think Shopify has a very similar sentiment. You know, a lot of people maybe during the pandemic were, you know, hey, you know, can you offer us a discount? Our sales are going down. And Toby Harley, we're, you know, CEO and president, we're very firm in saying, you know, just so you know that we believe that Shopify really is the solution to a lot of the problems that are going on in the world right now, as far as at least you can create a store, at least you can sell online, at least you can go direct to consumer. I can appreciate the retail component maybe being punted for quite a while just because of the pandemic. But for those retailers that stuck their head in the sand, that wasn't great. But the resilient ones that weren't on Shopify or needed to be, we were there with open arms. And I know that Shopify reaped those benefits, but more importantly, the retailers, really these merchants and entrepreneurs, they were the ones that really thrived the most. And so we're excited for where this holiday season is going to bring the brand. And just, it's unbelievable. I think it's fantastic that with this story, how quickly you can add on retailers. I'm just thinking about the brands that I manage. I'm, you know, part of the merchant success team in Shopify and have a book of business brands, you know, in the $5 to $200 million range annually. And like, they're always trying to figure out ways of how they can expand their product mix. And I have some big signature brands that I know are not on these marketplaces or retailers that I know they should be. And so you're probably going to get a few emails after this recording today, just to kind of say, hey, can we make some warm intros? And I think those listening today too, I think it's important to think about what are your plans into Q4 and what's your 22 plans. And I think there's an opportunity here to really help grow and scale your business. Shopify's got your back as far as the platform is concerned and that scalability side. It's now the next part is how do we scale out into the marketplaces and retailers? So I think this is awesome.
Just adding here, as mentioned, 40 retailers in a month. So there's plenty of time before the holiday peak to start.
Yeah. Absolutely. Start now. Stop this podcast and go to cym.bio. Go to Symbio right now. So let's talk about the future of your platform. You know, right now you're connected to everything, all the marketplaces, all the kind of retailers that make sense. Is there a North Star for, I guess, into 22, more partner alignment? I mean, innovation could be the keyword thing I just discussed a minute ago, but where do you see your brand continue to evolve over time? Just kind of the warm and fuzzies about, you do a lot of great things today. Is there a future roadmap?
So there's definitely a roadmap for the future. It's packed.
Okay. That's good. That's good to hear.
Definitely. I mean, for us, the main agenda is to create a distributed protocol, enabling anyone to connect with anyone and basically enabling commerce, enabling business. This is what we want to do. You're on Shopify. You want to connect to the world. This is what you need to be able to do. It shouldn't be a challenge. You need to be focused on your product, on your marketing, on building your brand, and not on connectivity and how do I do things. This is basically our, as you described it, Northern Star. In addition to that, there's so many things that we're adding to the platform with actionable insights, suggesting to brands and retailers what they need to carry, where they need to sell, what kind of goods they need to sell. But there's so many things, I have to say, but for the next few months, and probably for the next year, the focus is just doing anyone to connect with anyone.
Right. One thing I didn't ask, and I, you know, before we kind of wrap up the show for today, but one thing I didn't ask is how the relationships with a lot of the marketplace and retailers, I would assume that they each have a relationship with the brand individually as far as the revenue share of both. You know, what does the retailer get? Symbio gets a very small slice to kind of facilitate the connection. And then there's also the retailer where the transaction is taking place. Are there any kind of general kind of rules of thumb about what people should expect going to these networks and platforms?
So it really is diverse. Some will take a few percentages as commission. Some will take it the dropship area with the large department stores. It's more of a wholesale with some extra points for the seller because of the fact that they're carrying the goods and they're shipping the goods. So giving you just a number is not going to be accurate.
Right. But at the end of the day, you help facilitate these conversations with all of these marketplaces. So they are all compliant. Correct. And it just works.
Correct.
All right, cool. So I guess we're just kind of wrapping up for the show for today, but I just would love if you could share, I guess, some insights or any takeaways. It may sound like you're rehashing it, but I think it's just important, I think, just maybe to summarize, what are you all about and what do you believe the next steps are as it relates to Symbio?
So we're all about connecting brands with retailers and marketplaces. That's all we do. That's all we care about. We're trying to help brands be out there, building their brand and enabling them to grow their digital sales. This is what we do. This is what we'll continue doing.
Love it. And how can people learn more about your platform? Like, where can they go and some resources?
So there's our website, which basically has it all. It's cym.bio, cym.bio. I wish I had your voice, Steve, so I could say it.
All right.
Like you, but I can't. And obviously reach out to us, hi@cym.bio, and we'll be happy to help.
Beautiful. And I know you have a really great blog. You subscribe to it. I think I was chatting with Jolene, one of your team members, and we're considering to syndicate a lot of your content because you're producing some great content on the blog, I think, that relates to growing and scaling brands. And so I want to make sure I cast a wider net of discovery of that content, like on e-commerce Fastlane. I think I'm up to 70 or 80 partners or so far. I'm syndicating content. And so it's kind of a content hub for all things marketing strategy and Shopify ecosystem. So, but yeah, go ahead and subscribe to that blog. I'll make sure I put all of these things in the show notes and stuff like that. We did speak offline before recording today, and I understand you'd like to share an offer for those listening today.
Definitely. We would love to waive the monthly minimum fee for us, meaning all of your listeners who will join Symbio until the end of October will get a waiver for 2021, meaning they'll only pay commission on actual transactions. So you have a no-loss proposition here.
Love it. It's a very much performance-based kind of opportunity here. These are actual sales that are going to happen on these marketplaces or going to happen on these retailers. Small fee going to Symbio for that transaction, but the minimums are all being waived, I guess, so for the rest of the year. So I think that's a good opportunity to, you know, and how quickly you can get this connected. I mean, you just made a comment about the other retailer with 40 retailers and marketplaces all within a month. So the opportunity is there for you to expand your reach and get more sales and get rid of these minimum fees will be kind of wiped out and you can see the value of the Symbio platform. So what I'll do is I'll have a, I guess I'll call it a pretty link, but it'll be ecommercefastlane.com/Symbio. That'll redirect you to that landing page and you'll be all the offers there of how you can sign up and get connected. I understand there's going to be a Shopify app coming very soon. I understand. Is that kind of in the works?
Yeah. I mean, we do have a private app. We're also adding regular app. Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah. The benefits, I guess, of a public app too, is just adds more discovery publicly. I don't know how many millions of people come to the Shopify app store in a month, but it's good you have a private app. And so we can get that easily connected with a private API key. And this is great. Well, I just wanted to thank you once again for coming on the show. I just really appreciate it. I was very excited because I have never heard of your platform. Like literally like weeks ago, been involved in commerce for literally 20 years and five in Shopify. I've been recommending other different types of tools and things and separate apps, but it's great to see that you've kind of, I mean, I'm going to call you a little bit of a Swiss Army knife a little bit when it comes to marketplaces, you know, and these retailers. And I just really appreciate you just sharing your knowledge and your vision. And thank you for building this solution. And I guess almost putting your flag in the sand a bit in the Shopify ecosystem. I just really appreciate that.
Amazing. Thank you for having us, Steve. And I will use the Swiss Army knife if you don't mind.
All right. Have yourself a great day.
You too. Thank you.
Now, this episode was brought to you by Attentive, a personalized text message solution trusted by innovative brands like CB2, Coach, and thousands of Shopify brands. Now, as I mentioned, on average, Attentive customers see a 25x ROI and over 18% of their online revenue is driven by SMS. Now, are you ready for SMS to become one of your top revenue channels? You can learn more how to get started and get your free trial by requesting a demo at attentivemobile.com. That's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you, a loyal listener of eCommerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, launch, grow, and scale with Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.